CRI News, I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has reaffirmed China's stance on the South China Sea issue, stressing that the East Asia Summit is not a proper occasion to discuss the issue, and that disputes over South China Sea should be resolved among directly related sovereign countries through friendly consultation and negotiation. Wen made the remarks at the 6th East Asia Summit held in Bali of Indonesia on Saturday. Meanwhile, leaders of China, Japan and the Republic of Korea held a trilateral summit in Bali on Saturday to explore ways to further trilateral cooperation and discuss regional and international issues of common concern. Speaking highly of Japan's role in hosting a trilateral summit in May, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao said the summit made positive contributions to cooperation among the three nations. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda said the three sides would review their cooperation and hold candid discussions on the regional and international situation. Echoing the two leaders' remarks, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak said as uncertainties in global economy persist, close cooperation among the three nations will not only be conducive to East Asia's stability and development, but also contribute to global economic growth. China has called on countries concerned to appropriately address the issue of the alleged plot to kill Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States through dialogue and make joint efforts to maintain peace and stability in the Middle East and the Gulf region. China's UN ambassador Li Baodong addressed the UN General Assembly to explain the Chinese position on the issue after he abstained from voting on the draft resolution on the alleged Iranian involvement in the plot. The General Assembly has adopted a resolution which deplores the assassination attempt and calls on Iran to comply with all these obligations under international law. Iran has strongly denied its involvement in the alleged plot. Chinese Ambassador to the United States Zhang Yesui says the U.S. needs to ease its control of high-tech products to China to advance trade investment. Speaking at the first China General Chamber of Commerce USA annual gala, Zhang told business leaders from both countries that U.S. exports to China, which accounted for less than 7% of China's total imports, was not compatible with the status of the overall bilateral relationship and China's demand. He also said that the yuan exchange rate did not cause the trade imbalance between China and the United States, and its appreciation alone would not end high U.S. unemployment. The ambassador said China-U.S. business ties have brought tangible benefits to peoples of both countries over the past four decades. He expressed the hope that the U.S. side could take steps to provide an open and friendly environment for Chinese investment. Saif al-Islam, son of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, was captured in Sebha in South Libya, an officer at the military council announced in Tripoli on Saturday. Saif al-Islam has been on the run since forces of the National Transitional Council took over Tripoli in late August. Saif is wanted by the International Criminal Court, which issued warrants on June 27 against him, as well as his father and Abdullah al-Susini, former intelligence chief in Gaddafi's regime, on charges of crimes against humanity in cracking down on anti-Gaddafi protests. The U.S. economy is expected to continue modest growth in near future, suggesting improvement of market sentiments, according to an influential industry survey released on Friday. The Conference Board, an independent business membership and research association, says the index of leading economic indicators increased 0.9% in October, the sixth straight monthly gain. It edged up 0.1% in September and 0.3% in August. U.S. economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter. It is expected to grow about the same pace in the fourth quarter of this year. China's consumption of natural gas rose more than 20% year-on-year to over 104 billion cubic meters in the first 10 months, driven by an increased demand for power, according to the country's top economic planner. The consumption of natural gas stood at 11 billion cubic meters in October, up 21% from last year, the National Development and Reform Commission said on its website. The commission attributed the increase to high demands from chemical fertilizer production and electricity generation in the coastal provinces of Jiangsu and Zhejiang. Meanwhile, natural gas output has also increased over the past 10 months. In October, natural gas imports doubled from last year to 3.1 billion cubic meters. And that's the news update.